Today, on Core Values, Chris talks about living with the threat of terrorism.
It was on this day in 1995 that the fortification of downtown Washington began. Just the year before, my then 10-year-old visiting niece wanted to see the White House. Piece of cake. We tooled down Connecticut Avenue, made a left on Pennsylvania, slowed down so she could ooh and awe at the great building, one of the symbols of our free society. Well, not anymore. 13 years ago today, Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House was closed forever. First with ugly concrete barriers that reminded me too much of the Berlin Wall, but it didn't stop there. Once you could drive past the Lincoln Memorial at night, even park on the circle around it to view the great statue inside. Now you have to walk blocks and forget about a drive-by. It's not allowed. Once it was easy to take a cruise by the Capitol building. Now, if you even walk too close to it, you'll be stopped by armed guards. Excessive or necessary? Well, I guess that's for each of us to judge. But on this 13th anniversary of the White House blockade, nostalgia for freer times is a core value.
Chris Core, a part of commentary and analysis from all sides, right here on WTOP.